Guess Who Is Turning Four Soon, Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. And on June 3rd, to celebrate this amazing day this podcast was started, we are going to have a fanniversary party for you, the fans. So if you want to join us on YouTube Live for an hour special where we'll be having a special live sharing, messages from your spiritual team, live chat will be open, Q&A, and perhaps some more things too. The timing is going to be 4 p.m. New York, 6 a.m. Sydney, and 9 p.m. London. This free event is for you to thank you so much for being fans of Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. And the link will be in the show notes, so get your seat and join us so we can celebrate you. And happy fourth anniversary, Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual. I'm your host, Teresa. So how can you tell if you are growing spiritually? Well, one way is looking at the close relationships that are around you. In the spiritual work that I've been doing for the last, decade and a half or two decades, pretty intensely, is I believe that we are mirrors to one another. Now, I didn't always believe this, and I've had over the years some intense relationships with people, with friends, and with also family members. And so in thinking back at those times, if I thought about that they were mirrors of myself, holy cow, I would say like, no, that can't be true. I'm not like that inside of myself. But the more that I unfold the spiritual part of me, I see it and I feel it. So just think about for yourself, if you look at the five closest people in your life, and just thinking about that they might be mirrors to you, what are they mirroring to you? And what are you feeling on the inside that is showing up through them on the outside? So this topic really struck home with me this week because I'm visiting my mom in Florida. And over the years, my mom and I have had some very intense interactions. And this time that I've been here, we haven't. And we've actually been able to talk about some of the things without going into judging or the intense words that may have come out. I mean, I've been very intense with my mom through the years, and especially when the kids were little and different things were going on in my life. But this week, we both have noticed, wow, that we are definitely in a different place energetically. And for my mom, through the years, she's been interacting with me when I was doing healing work and doing massage therapy. So, we all have a spiritual part in our lives. But so for myself, like, I'm working on mine quite often and doing my, my spiritual work and different things, classes and things that I'm doing to keep myself, working on myself constantly. And she's not, but she does have a spiritual part. And so to keep in mind that each person on the planet, whether or not they're diving into workshops or working on themselves or seeing, therapists or not, they have a spiritual part of their life. And that is unfolding and opening up, irregardless if they're working on themselves, like, maybe that I'm doing or not. And so my mom is also mirroring back to me what I've done for myself, especially in the past year, because it's been a year since I've seen her. And a year ago, we did have some intense moments. We did have some things that came up that we, really kind of came at each other a couple times. But in the year that I've not seen her, it's really been quite different. And so that way we were really acknowledging that fact. And also, not only my mom, but I think back to especially my previous family, my ex-husband and the kids, and how within myself at that point when I was going through my previous marriage is there were things I didn't share with him about how I was feeling inside. And then, he really mirrored that back to me in the sense of not really expressing how he felt either, and it's funny because one of those phrases that people, a lot of times people say is that, they take their emotions and they shove them down inside and they don't, you know, they don't acknowledge things. And it's funny because he would say that occasionally, like, yeah, I take my emotions and I, you know, push them down there. And we'd all have kind of a big chuckle about it. But that's exactly what I was going through. And he mirrored it back to me that I wasn't expressing how I was really feeling inside for quite a few years. So he also mirrored that back to me, how I wasn't showing my true feelings, how I was really feeling. And so it was another aspect of, you know, someone mirroring back to me. So these days where I'm at, I definitely feel different inside and I'm more secure with myself. I'm more in tune with myself and my energy is in a better place than it ever was before. And so my current marriage with Tom, he reflects that back to me all the time. And now as an intuitive, I think some of you might have listened to the previous episodes and know that my first intuitive gift is being what we call an intuitive or clairaudient. And someone who has that as their first gift, well, we are very frank, direct, and we sometimes do hold back things. So I'm not perfect. I'm just learning and growing, but I do occasionally still not express exactly what I'm feeling, maybe. But Tom does mirror things back to me and also mirrors times when I am holding back things and it helps me, you know, take who I am, especially the spiritual part of myself, to a deeper level and expressing what I really am feeling. And that's a big deal for me because if I don't go there with that for myself, I'm holding back and I'm not really embracing the new me and the new unfoldment that I've been working on for quite a while. So this week, I would like you to, you know, take a little time and reflect on those people around you. Reflect on that mirroring image and what are they mirroring back to you? And one thing to keep in mind as you go through a process like this, and it doesn't have to take a long time, just kind of like, okay, who's my closest friends and who do I deal with on a regular basis and how do they treat me and how do I feel when I'm around them? And one thing that I keep in mind these days for myself and for those that I love around me or those that come close to me and I have to work with is being patient. Being patient with myself as I learn and grow and being patient with others around me as they are also growing spiritually. So that's just what I wanted to share today, a little insight because like I said, I'm here in Florida with my mom and it just kind of really came into my, you know, right up in my face that, wow, I mean, we both have really changed and she's mirroring back to me how much this past year has really I've really shifted something inside that we are at a different place now. And she's mirroring that back to me and it's wonderful. So I want to thank you guys all for listening again. And I appreciate each and every one of you all over the world where you're listening. And remember that life is too short to not be enthusiastic about your unique journey. Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.